This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to take us with you as you travel, 605-477-3249. That's the listen line. It's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And for those of you who are new to the class, there are over 200 of us here at USA Prepares. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, surgeons, engineers, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, researchers, authors, physicists, programmers, and students rising to become instructors. None of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. His name is Bruce Kay. Bruce is an electrical engineer, and we have many things in common. We are both farmers. We are both frugal. We don't waste money, time, nor resources. We're both interested in alternative energy and increasing efficiency in everything we do. Today, we're going to be talking about electricity. We're going to learn about our electric bill. What comprises our electric usage and our electric bill by appliance type? We're going to learn about Ohm's law, and we're going to learn about power cords, extension cords, what size to use, and why. Welcome, Bruce.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey. Good morning. I didn't share with our class the way we met. Maybe we can do that very quickly. The phone rang, and you called me, and You listened to the broadcast, and we were talking about tractors, and we were talking about solar energy and our passion to learn more about that and to implement a really top-notch solution for a very low price. Would you say that's somewhat accurate?
Yes. We have a lot in common. Deutsch tractors, the frugality, definitely, being farmers, yes. I'm also interested in trying to put together a solar package for my farm, for the farm and the house, and trying to do that in a low-cost method. And so there's been a lot of adventure and drama in that process.
Yeah, and I think, later on, in subsequent broadcasts, we'll talk about some of the things that we've thought about and some of the things we've ruled in, ruled out, changed our mind a bunch of times, and why we decided to do what we decided to do. And it's really quite fascinating. We'll talk about that in a subsequent broadcast. Bruce, this morning I was in the kitchen, and I was getting ready for this afternoon's adventure. And we have a friend, actually an instructor, who needs some help with some wiring on his farmhouse. And he needs help figuring out which wires go where, because they've been disconnected in his electrical panel. So I plugged in a couple walkie-talkies, little tiny handheld walkie-talkies, so that he can be at one end of his farmhouse and I can be in the basement, and we can trace down these wires. And that brought to mind, you know, what is our electric bill? What does it cost? How much does it cost to, you know, plug in things like walkie-talkies? Well, what about TVs and plasma TVs and compared to LCD TVs, compared to the toaster and the oven and heating hot water and air conditioning and on and on and on? So can we start with where does our electric bill, where are the costs that add up in our electric bill? What costs what? What uses what? And also maybe determine or share with our class the terminology that's used in electricity.
Certainly, certainly. So for those who are online, if you're interested and have web access, there's a website called michaelbluejay.com. And Michael apparently delves into a lot of different subjects, but one of those is electricity. And he has a nice graphic of usage of the typical U.S. household for energy. So for the average house, he has a pie chart, and he's showing that this is average. You know, obviously the northern tier of the country and the southern tier are going to have different needs, but the biggest usage is for heating and cooling. So he's showing for the typical average house in the U.S., it's 31% of the total energy bill, and it could be gas, it could be whatever, but that's just typical energy. 31% of the energy is used for heating, 12% for cooling, 12% for water heating, lighting 11%, computers and electronics, 9%, appliances, 9%, refrigeration, 8%, and other 8%. So obviously, if you live in Florida, your cooling is going to be higher and your heating is going to be less, maybe even none, just depending on the year. And up north, you may not have any air conditioning to speak of, but you might have quite a bit of heating. So it depends on what part of the country you're in, but it seems like, based on his calculations, that heating and cooling are the biggies.
You know, it's interesting you say that. And so, as we discuss this, Bruce, we should probably think about, class, we're going to try to save you money in these various areas. So the bigger the cost percentage, the larger the cost percentage, the greater the potential for savings in that area. And we'll talk about that as we continue.
That's right. So this Michael Bluejay also has another ancillary site, and he talks about strategies for reducing your cost. And so he talks about space heaters and things like that. So if you want to go to that page, it's available, too, on that same site. It's quite a good site. There's a lot of websites that have information about usage, but this one seems to me to be one of the better organized and easiest to follow. And I don't know, Vince, if you want to put up some of these other sites.
Yep,
or if you want to put
I will. Up. During the next break, I'll have bandwidth enough to do that.
Okay.
So in about 5 minutes, I'll begin putting them up. And by 10 minutes from now, the links will be on the website. Our website's up, usaprepares.com. It'll be on page one. Okay, Bruce, you there?
I am.
Okay, great. You know, I was looking at the cost for water heating at 12%. This afternoon, I'm going to go visit a friend, and I advised him to buy insulation for his hot water plumbing to run from one side of the house to the other. And I was not happy with the insulating value of typical foam insulation that goes, this closed cell foam that goes on the pipes. You can get it at Lowe's, you can get it at Home Depot. It wasn't thick enough. It didn't have the R value that I was looking for. And so I did a little bit of research for him, and we found out that, yeah, you can get much, much, much better insulating foam for your hot water pipe, so you'd lose less heat through the transmission of hot water throughout your house. And the price was five times as much. It costs five times as much for about seven times the R value in this pipe insulation. But the total cost for the entire house was $100. So from now on, that $100 will be saving him about, well, seven times the heat loss. If maybe we can think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great way to go.
Yeah.
So research is important. Don't settle for what you see. Ask questions. Is there a better way? And that's what Bruce and I, well, I'll tell you what, we almost wear ourselves out trying to find better ways.
Yeah.
Okay. So looking at this pie chart, Bruce, refrigeration is 8%. So there's a lot of potential for saving there. Just cleaning out the refrigerator coils, the freezer coils, not putting refrigeration next to appliances that heat. Okay. But the space heating one, wow, 31%. Those little heaters use a lot of electricity. About a third of your electric bill, typically in the United States. A third space heating. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
where would you like to like to go from here?
So I'll just run through his easy strategies, which is another page, and it's michaelbluejay.com/electricity. So he's recommending, if you can, if your house is set up for this, if you have a big open house, then this strategy may not work so well. But using space heaters only in the, to heat only the rooms you're in can save $1,000 a year, potentially. This is kind of average numbers. Now, that may not be possible, but he's showing an upfront cost of $80 buying some heaters and so forth. But it kind of depends on your heat source. So I use, Vince, you use wood. I use other materials to heat an outside boiler. So that heat is pretty cheap heat. So that may not be the best way for me to personally say, but it just depends on your circumstances. You have to just think about it. So the number two way he's recommending is using ceiling fans, because typically with a conventional hot air HVAC, you have air pumped into the room and the hot air goes to the top. So if you have a fan, you can push that hot air down and make yourself a little more comfortable. Now, I personally put hydronic heating in my floor, so the heat's on the floor already, and that makes the room much more comfortable. So that's an idea, too, is to get the heat from the top of the ceiling down to where you're at. And the third thing he's recommending is turning off the lights when you're not using them. If you're out of the room, turn off the lights. Now, some people don't like to do that. They'd rather just leave the light on. But it can add up to several dollars of savings per year. Like he's showing $274 of savings just turning off the lights you're not using.
Bruce Kay and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements, during which I will post the links that Bruce is talking about today on the website, usapreparedness.com. Please, don't touch that dial. We're going to save a lot of money. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I posted on the website the links that Bruce Kay is talking about here in class today, ways to save money. And I want to thank Ed at UserSite. Called me last night before I had a chance to get the website working. Called me up and he said he was going to fix it. Bang, he fixed it. Thank you so much, Ed at UserSite. Bruce, let's continue. We're talking about energy saving strategies.
Sure. So the fifth step he's recommending is sleep your computer when you're not using it. So let it go into sleep mode. That'll actually save some electrical power. The next one is wash your laundry in cold water rather than hot water. If you can do that, that'll save on your hot water bill and reduce that. He's showing $150 per year of savings. Change your light bulbs to he's saying compact fluorescents. I actually prefer LEDs. I think they're safer, better. So that's going to save you a fair amount of money. And then if you want to get really aggressive, he's showing using a front-loader washing machine, which spins out the water better, which if you're using a dryer, electric dryer or a gas dryer, you're going to have less drying time because more of the water spun out of the clothes and they dry faster. So that's another option. But those front-loading wash machines are somewhat expensive. I had one for about 5 years, and then the bearings went out on it. So it is possible to replace those bearings. One time, my wife was washing, and we saw this grease on our clothes, and I thought it was from my farm clothes, and turns out it was grease from the bearing. So if you have a front loader and it's making a noise, check into it because the bearings are probably going out. And you can go to a website called Front Load Bearings, and they have every bearing, I think, available. And it's a little bit of work to tear your machine apart, but you can do it, and I did it. Just be very careful to follow the instructions that he gives you in his YouTube videos. And then replace your fridge or your freezer with a newer version. I was skeptical of that one, but I have a newer deep freeze and an older deep freeze, and I checked them both, and the newer freezer and fridge are more efficient, believe it or not. I didn't believe that, but I'm going on memory here, but I think it's almost twice as efficient. So probably with the insulation and the way the compressor is designed, all those factors together, it will save you money. So that's another thing you can do to reduce your costs. And so it's much better to reduce your costs, do the insulation, do those kinds of things, rather than if you're trying to put in a solar system or some other kind of backup system, to build a bigger system, it's much just, and also reduces the amount of pollution and energy required. It just conserves fuel and coal and whatever to just reduce the amount of energy you're consuming. So it just makes sense to just think about what is, what your setup is and try to change that if you can.
I totally agree. And Bruce, I do all of the things that are recommended on this website, except for one. Our refrigerator, because we built a new house, is a newer model, and our freezer is as well. But the thing I did not do is replace the top-loading washer with a front-loading washer because of the cost of them, and they, from what I've read, they're plagued with problems. The older top load seems to be more durable, lower cost of ownership, lower cost of repair, and has less electronics built in. And that's a concern where I live in our neck of the woods where lightning strikes. And, you know, a lightning strike, you hardly ever hear of it taking out a top load washing machine. But the front loader with the electronics or the front load dryer with the electronics is a concern to me.
I agree.
Also,
I agree. If I could just comment on that. So
sure.
In that case, a person could consider a varistor-type device to lessen the electrical strikes. And in your case, if you have a solar system, I would put your inverter. I'd put your washing machine on the inverter to avoid that issue. That might help you considerably.
Yeah,
and
I just mentioned.
I agree that the lightning strikes are an issue with those. I had an old one and it worked well, and now I have a new one. So we'll see how it works.
Bruce mentioned Varistor,
V-A-R-I-S-T-E-R-O-R.
It's like a variable resistor, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about electricity, and Bruce K. mentioned varistors, V-A-R-I-S-T-O-R, and what comes to mind, it's a voltage-dependent resistor. What comes to mind is MOVs, metal oxide varistors. We've got them all over the house here. Bruce, would you tell us what they are, please?
Yes, it's a device that is put across the circuit for your device, for your appliance, for example, for your washing machine or whatever, television, And if the voltage gets too high, it will shunt the current and protect your device. So it really is a protector. It's not perfect, but it works pretty well. I actually had one on my fence charger once, and it was black. It was fried, and I was a little concerned that it could start a fire. So just be a little cautious with those and put them in a place that is not vulnerable to a fire or something,
mm-hmm.
because it could get hot. So you are correct on the spelling. And yes, varistors are very useful.
And, Clash, you can look it up as MOV, metal oxide varistor is the abbreviation, but you might want to put in MOV electricity, that kind of thing. The reason I think this is important is our friend that I'm helping has a computerized dishwasher, computerized refrigerator, washer, dryer, TV, computers, stereo system, DVD players. You know, all of these things in the house are state of the art, and they run with the assistance of computers. Computers are doing things that we used to do, and I was very concerned about lightning strikes and surges in power, instantaneous pulses in power that can take out this equipment. And the answer is MOVs. And you can, Bruce, tell us about how we can put MOVs in the main breaker panel, and then if we have subpanels, we can place them in there as well.
Well,
that's what I have.
Yeah, you place this across the terminals of the AC or DC. So if you had a big enough one to handle your whole house, for example, you could put it across the I'm not sure if you'd want to put it between a 220, the two hot legs of your 220, or one from the hot to the neutral, and then another one from the neutral to the other hot side on a 220. But you essentially,
that's what we have. We go from one hot to neutral and the other hot to neutral. And it's in a plastic package, almost like a very, very tough kind of plastic. And it's packed in sand. So inside this plastic package, which is, let's say, 5 inches by 5 inches by 4 inches deep, there are leads that come out of it. And the MOVs are packed in sand. So should there be the potential for a fire, when these varistors get hot, they are packed in sand to put out that fire.
That's good. I'm going to check into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have them at the main breaker panel, and then I have them at each subpanel. So we have, I think, 5 subpanels here at the farmhouse, and each one of them has a breaker panel varistor or MOV surge suppression, and for the most part, it's been working very well. The surges that we get seem to come in on the phone line. They don't seem to come in on the power line. They come in on the phone line and blow up our equipment. Very good.
You might want to try putting those there as well, getting a lower voltage MOV.
Mm-hmm. That's the next step. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce, what's next?
Let's see. Do you want to talk about a cord length and size of cords and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, I'll tell you why. A couple days ago, I was hooking up, had a tractor that wouldn't start. I ended up buying one of those battery chargers that has a 200-amp start feature. So it'll charge a battery at 2 amps, 10 amps, 20 amps, 40 amps, and then you flip it to start, and you can actually jump start a vehicle with it. And I was thinking, what size extension cord would I want to use for this, because I needed about 50 feet to get from the closest 20-amp outlet to this tractor. And I could have used one that was too small. I could have used the right size, and I thought about it. And, you know, I made sure I used the right size. But that is a really important consideration, because what size cords do we use for what? Yeah, please share that with us.
Well, the issue is the smaller the cord, the smaller the copper, think of it as a pipe. Think of it as so this is really Ohm's law. So Mr. Ohm came up with this formula 100 years ago, whenever it was. And voltage equals current times resistance. So the size of your conductor and your power cord is, think of it as a pipe diameter. And then the pressure that is being pushed by the, let's use a water example. Let's say we have a water, and we want to pump water from one point to another. In your case, it's electricity, but the analogy is the same for water. And for me, it's easier to visualize water in that I have a pump that's pushing the pressure up, and then I have a certain pipe. And if I have a small pipe, it will squirt that water out faster. The speed will be higher, and at the end, it will squirt out. If I have a bigger pipe, then it can go slower, and there's less resistance, and I can actually get more flow. So in the case of the battery charger, if you're trying to pull too much power through a small cord, what will happen is that the cord will actually heat up, and you'll have a voltage drop, and you won't get the full voltage from your outlet to your charger, and that could cause problems. You could start a fire if the cord was too small. You could have just a kind of a brownout at the charger, and it may not function correctly. You could cause it to fail. So there's quite a few things that could happen. You could even break the circuit breaker, potentially. So it's important to have the right size conductor, and there are tables for that as well. You can look up what size wire you need to have a minimal amount of voltage drop for that length of wire. So the longer the pipe, the longer the wire, the more resistance there's going to be, and thus you need to have a bigger pipe or conductor to allow that flow to occur. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, Bruce. The picture I have in my mind is when I hook up a garden hose to reach the garden. It's I think the garden hose is 120 feet, and I get a specific flow out of it. And then if I want to go farther to the front of the house, I might stick on another 120-foot garden hose. I get less flow up when I do that. And if I stick a third one out, I'm getting hardly any water coming out at all because of the resistance to the flow of water by adding length. And the same thing happens with extension cords, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you on the water hose example, if you were to put your thumb on the end of the hose and restrict that flow, that's increasing the resistance, and you're not going to get as much flow, but you will get more pressure buildup because it's trying to push it out, and the pressure is going to go up. But that's not the case for electricity. The electricity is set at a certain voltage from the power company, so it's only going to come out at 110 or 100 or 220 volts, whichever system you have set up. And so you do need to have the right size conductor. A bigger is better, but obviously it costs more for a bigger conductor.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And when you mentioned electricity can heat up the wires as electricity flows through the wires, a really good example of that would be if you have one of those countertop ovens, countertop grills. If you feel that power cord near the plug, it's generally warm once you use it. Sometimes even toasters, the same thing happens. So that electricity trying to get through that resistive wire is heating up the wire. And here's why I'm mentioning this. Years ago, we had homes with fuses rather than circuit breakers, and many of our homes may still have fuses. Now, I have no problem with fuses. They work really well. But what some people would do is they'd say, well, you know, I've got a 14-gauge circuit, which is 1800 watts maximum, and you really wouldn't want to load it to more than 80% of that 1800 watts. But what some people would do is they'd put, instead of a 15 amp fuse in there, they might put a 20 amp fuse in because the 15 amp fuses would keep blowing. And then some people would say, you know what, I can take a penny, a copper penny, and I can put it in the fuse socket and then screw a fuse in there, and I can actually use the copper penny as a conductor, and I can draw as much electricity through that little circuit as I want. And the answer is, yeah, until the wires heat up and cause a fire inside the wall. Isn't that right, Bruce, that we could actually do that by overfusing?
Yes, that'd be tragic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there for protection. It's insurance.
Mm-hmm. And it's something. Yeah, and if the fuse blows, Bruce, and we go, geez, that darn thing blew. Let me put another one in. That blows. Let me put another one in. That blows. That's because something's wrong.
Yes.
Generally, it's not the fuse's fault for blowing. It's usually because we're trying to pull too much electricity through that fuse.
Or there's a problem. Or there's a problem in the circuitry. Maybe something has changed. Maybe a mouse has chewed the wire or something. That's possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, Bruce, where would you like to talk? Where would you like to go next?
Let's see. Not sure. We could talk about power, how power is derived.
Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we talked about Ohm's law, voltage equals the current times the resistance. When we get back, I'll continue on.
Yeah. Okay. Bruce Kay's with us. We're talking about electricity, and this is just the start of more and more to come about how electricity works, how to understand why your electric bill is the amount it is, and things to look at. And the links are up on USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about electricity. Bruce, how is power derived?
The formula is for electricity, it's volts times amps. So if you think of horsepower, one horsepower is equal to 746 watts. So the typical, I'll just expand here a bit, the typical household uses kilowatt hour, so that's power for a given period of time. So a kilowatt hour would be a little more than one and a third horsepower for 1 hour. That's 1 kilowatt hour. And so depending on where you're at in the country, that will cost you, for me, it costs about 12.5 cents for that kilowatt hour. And I typically use in a month's time about 30 to 33 kilowatt hours. That's per day. So and it's around a 1,000 kilowatt hours for a month. So my bill is, 1,000 or 100 to 110 or $20 a month. That's kind of my range. So that is in general how your power bill is arrived at. So what's yours, Vince?
I'm sorry, did we lose Bruce?
Okay. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, got you.
Okay. So I was asking, just stating that my power per day is about 33 kilowatt hours, and I was just wondering, mm-hmm. it's about 1,000 a month, 800, 900,000, mm-hmm. depending on the mm-hmm. on the usage. I just wonder what yours was.
Ours is about $100, a little less than $100 a month, so it's very close to yours. And our electric cost per kilowatt hour is about 10 cents.
Okay.
So a little less expensive per kilowatt hour than yours, but about the same amount. So you are, no question about it, you are very frugal to run your farm on about $100 a month. That's that's way less than just about, probably more than half of the households I'm told that we use very little electricity. As a matter of fact, the electric utility company came out here sniffing around, taking apart the transmission boxes on our farm because we don't have overhead wiring. It's all underground. They're looking for how am I getting by on so little electricity, literally.
So I am. I do have a gas water heater, a propane. I have a large propane tanks. So I have a propane water heater and a stove, a range. So that is gas, and that tremendously, because there's a lot of power consumed in the electricity. In fact, but we do have an electric clothes dryer, which my wife uses, especially in the wintertime. So that's a big difference right there. Before I changed to gas, I was using quite a bit more electrical power.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Bruce, just so that our class can get this mental picture, 100 watt light bulb, we all know what that looks like, feels like, and we know about the heat that comes out of a 100 watt light bulb. And so if we use a 60 watt light bulb, we're going to use 60% of the electricity of a 100 watt light bulb. And if we have a device that, if we read the back label and it says 5 amps, and we want to know how many watts that is, we just multiply the voltage, which maybe it's you plug it into your wall, it'd be 120 volts times 5 amps. That device would use 600 watts, or six times the power consumption of a 100-watt light bulb, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was having a discussion with a friend of ours who has a pool, and I said, you're running this thing 24 hours a day. It's one to one and a half horsepower. That's either 746 watts or one and a half times 746 watts, roughly 10 cents per hour, $2.40 a day, 30 days per month on average. Pretty expensive proposition. How about putting in a two-speed pump, one that uses one-sixth the electricity on low speed and uses regular amount on high speed, and you'll drive your electric cost down probably to one-sixth of what it is for that pool. And what a great idea. And how much does that cost? Oh, a couple months worth of electricity.
Yeah,
it works great.
Good idea.
Yeah. Bruce, I'm looking forward to spending some more time with you in person, on the radio, and on the telephone. Thank you so much for sharing with us this information about electricity. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.